Slacker and Steve on demand.
So I got this story about driving habits, and I hope you haven't looked at it too much, because here's what it is.
It's
psychologists examined certain driving behaviors,
okay,
and they can tell you a little bit about yourself based on these driving behaviors.
Fun.
Now, there's a ton of them, so we don't have time to get to all of them.
Okay.
But we'll put the whole thing up on our Facebook page and everywhere else that's relevant on our blog and stuff.
These are psychologists.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're, this is what I envision here. If you're a woman and you're listening to us right now, these driving habits are your man's driving habits. And if your man exhibits one of these habits, this will tell you what kind of man he is in a relationship. Now, this does not talk about, you know, women's driving habits. It's just men's. Because okay, they say if your man has any of these driving habits, it will tell you whether or not he is, quote, Mr. Right potential.
Wait, so they're on a first date and he's actually driving her? If she pays attention to his habits, she could go, you know what? This isn't working.
Yeah, just flip your phone out, scroll through and go, oh, you're not here. Number one, not yielding to pedestrians on a crosswalk. Do you yield?
Yeah, well, surely if they're like in front of my car, yeah.
You feel the hesitation?
No, there's no hesitation.
Because you're
clarify
though. I got a car, you don't. I'm wealthy, you're not.
I'm bigger than you. No, obviously.
If you're looking for somebody courteous, if this guy has a problem with pedestrians, you got Mr. Wrong.
Yeah, no, I do stop for pedestrians.
Number two, not giving the right of way.
You know what? I've never lived anywhere where my fellow motorists constantly give away their right of way. So I don't know.
They say if your man exhibits this behavior, pay attention to how he treats the valet, wait staff, porters, anybody. This man treats people poorly. He is a narcissist.
Okay. Okay. I never said I drove like
that. Okay. I never said, man, you're giving away your rights. You're acting like it's a civil rights movement. It's your right of way. I'm part of the civil right of way movement. It's not, your rights haven't been infringed on, Mr. Steve.
You're right. It's not your right to drive. It is a privilege. But,
yes.
All right.
Do they wave thank you when another car lets them merge or cut in?
I give them the peace sign. I acknowledge.
It says, if they wave, they're a true gentleman. If they do any other hand gesture, such as
whatever, did not
peace sign, salute. No, they say being able to admit he's made a mistake is a great personality trait.
That is, I am the first person. I will do like, okay, I'll point to my head.
My bad.
I will do that.
So that this is a good one.
Yes. Wait, do you? How come this is just, do you do it?
Because I'm perfect.
Okay, all right, forget.
I drive well.
Okay.
I'm also always in long-term relationships. So everyone, if you stand near me for more than 5 seconds, you'll believe I'm Mr. Right because I will try to marry you.
That is true.
See, pumping on and off the brakes. They say like not maintaining a consistent speed. Are you one of those people?
I am not. In fact, I had a girlfriend once tell me a pet peeve. She broke up with the guy because he would give the car gas, then let off. Give the car gas. He was like, rrr, instead of just steady.
Yes.
I'm a steady.
If somebody is not steady, they're not going to be. If they're not steady with the gas pedal, they're not going to be steady with you.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, there's women right now in a car listening to us.
Loving me right now.
Looking at a man next to him. Loving you. Okay. Let's make it about you.
Oh, sorry.
Going as he's letting his foot off the gas. You're like, we're through.
Exactly.
Pull over. Distracted driving.
No, I am the only one, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God, wait, we are out of time.
No, Slacker, I am the only one. I don't have iPads, I don't have, you know, I don't even look at my phone for text. I am 100% in tune with the road and everyone around me. I'm the only one.
They say this person may have ADHD, and you should do the majority of the driving.
Wait, what does that mean? No, you're...
Twirl!
That doesn't mean ADHD.
I have ADHD.
Oh, yeah,
ADHD,
you guys all
because
have ADHD.
Because I am the distracted driver.
You binge watch shows.
Here's the thing. I don't binge watch. I watch shows I've already seen.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God, I'm getting pulled over tonight. Does your potential lover pull over quickly for emergency vehicles and or funeral processions?
I do not.
Who just gives up the right of way? What'd that guy do? He died? Big deal. I'm not giving up my rights.
You're inconveniencing the rest of us. Although the best thing ever, dude, is when you tuck in behind the emergency vehicle, not on their bumper, but you're in their wake.
It says this is a, quote, giant red flag.
Oh, giant red flag.
It says giant red flag. That he is a narcissist. You got narcissist times two in the survey.
And then when's the last time you ran into a funeral procession?
I see him all the time. Actually, I used to see him all the time. You know what's weird? We've talked about this on the show. Thornton, you out there? Where's your cemetery at?
Where is their cemetery at?
Nobody knows.
They cremate everybody in Thornton.
I don't know.
There's no cemetery?
I lived in Thornton all that time, I never saw a funeral procession. Never. Never. Like, there's no cemetery. Like, you know, you're in Denver, you're driving by Fairmount or whatever that is on Alameda. It's like cemetery for like
acres for ages.
And you're just looking at it going, oh, that'd be such a killer golf course. It would, too. Real estate. Now that they've developed Lowry and stuff, the dead under.
Scrape the dead.
That's the 19th hole right there. No, but there's no cemetery
in Thornton. That's unsettling.
Deliberately blocking the box.
What box?
Blocking the box is called when the traffic is ahead is backed up, but the guy goes through a yellow light anyway, so he ends up blocking the intersection.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know how to name for it. Blocking the box.
Now I know what it is.
I feel so bad when I get stuck hanging out in the middle. Yes.
Rude and poor judgment.
Yes, that's what you have. Yeah.
Stopping on a dime is his norm. I don't feel like that's you.
No, on a dime, no.
How about performing the California roll at a stop sign?
I'm the only one that comes to a complete stop. It just, when people don't, it just,
That's weird because I would have thought this was you. It says somebody who does the California roll at a stop has become lazy and absent-minded.
I'm the only one that stops behind the stop sign. All you Colorado drivers.
You got a ticket when you were a kid, didn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah! Because anybody I know who got a ticket follows that law. I California roll through every stop sign.
Everyone.
Yeah, because if there's nobody there.
Okay, you're right. You should have said if there no one was there, then I do it. Yeah.
No, well then.
Yes.
Use of aggressive language or gestures.
No. Although, I had my windows down the other day, and some other guy had his windows down, and we got both stopped at a red light. Mm-hmm. He goes, "You drive like an a-hole," and I yell back, "No, I am an a-hole."
Well, at least you know.
Yeah, self-aware.
All right, we're gonna put the rest of this list up. If you got time, check it out and figure out if you should dump your dude. Slacker and Steve.